The candidates have varied backgrounds. Steve Kagan is an allergist from Appleton. Nancy Nussbaum was once mayor of De Pere and the Brown County executive. And Jamie Wall is a business owner and a Rhodes Scholar. They squared off in a debate sponsored by UW-Green Bay's College Democrats. A panel of reporters, including this one, peppered them with questions, ranging from the Fox River cleanup to affordable college tuition. When asked about health care policy, Dr. Steve Kagan outlined a plan that would make hospitals disclose how much they charge for procedures and would cap health care insurance deductibles at 3% of household income.
Now, we've got doctors in the House, but we need a Democratic doctor on our side of the aisle to stand up and fight for what's right for everybody. It is morally an outrage to me that right here, while we're discussing this, there is at the pharmacy counter a young mother with her children who can see the medicine, but she can't afford to put it in her kid's mouth.
The candidates were also asked about the local job economy. In the last decade, many area paper mills have either shut down or been sold to out-of-state companies. Nancy Nussbaum says part of the problem is that Congress passes trade agreements that make it attractive to move manufacturing jobs overseas, something she says she would work to change.
I've dedicated a lifetime to creating jobs here. I've been involved in the creation of thousands of jobs, and none of them can be valued more highly than the industry that provides such a great base for our economy, the paper industry. I would look forward to the opportunity, based on the experience I've had, to work in Washington to partner with the local economy here to bring back those paper jobs and build the industry here.
On issues of national security, the three Democrats all backed Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold's call to censure the president. The candidates said the Republican majority in Congress has failed to hold the president accountable. They also referred to the war in Iraq as a mistake and that the American people were misled about the reasons for the war. Jamie Wall says the violence in Iraq is the result of bad planning.
That's a profound failure, and it's not a failure of our troops on the ground who've performed admirably. It's a failure of President Bush and his senior leadership at the Pentagon, who ignored the advice of their own generals. That's why I called for Secretary Rumsfeld's resignation 6 months ago. I'm glad to see that in recent weeks, six retired generals have joined my call.
Whichever of the three Democrats wins the primary, he or she will face an uphill battle in the general election. Registered Republicans outnumber Democrats in the 8th District. But the candidates at last night's debate feel enough Republicans are frustrated enough to cross over and vote for one of them. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.